No intro. No intro today. Let's get into it. Oh, no, no, no. Okay, we're good. All right, guys. Welcome back to Clash of Combat. I am Crosby Slusher, joined with nobody. Nobody at all. Caden is sick. Absolute loser. You know, his feminine side came out a little bit today. And he's not here. So in a few minutes here, Superman is going to be accompanying me as the host of this podcast. And hopefully it's not a complete train wreck. So, but we are brought to you by Cauliflower Combat Gear. We got the official new Cauliflower Clash Combat merchandise. This is the finalized stuff. We got the embroidered cauliflower oversized tee. We got the sweatshirt cauliflower, and we got the other logo on the crew neck. These all three will be available soon. I don't think we have a launch date quite yet, but they'll be coming to you soon, sometime on everywhere, really. Cauliflower website. The link is in our description. You can use code CLASH for 10% off your entire purchase if you decide to buy all three of them together, which I would if I were you. Because you're not going to want to miss out. So, yeah. Man. Where to now? Caden's at home, so he qualified. He qualified for nationals this year somehow. And shit. I guess we'll just get into his pee story because he can't tell it. In the finals, Caden got pinned, and I'll just read the text message that he sent me. I texted him like an hour or two after. I was like, good job today. Like, what happened? How'd you get pinned? Because I couldn't watch it. Because I was out to dinner for my brother's birthday at Ninja. And this is what Caden had to say. Let me keep scrolling. Holy crap. Okay. Say, good job today. What happened in the finals? I couldn't watch video of it. Thanks. I'll tell you later, but I pissed myself before the match, so I was trying to hide it the whole time. And it was 0-0 going to second period, and he chose bottom, got neck wrenched into a bow and arrow. So he said he was almost out, basically, and then he just got put to his back trying to hide his little pee stain on his singlet that he had. I heard it was about the size. If you put 43 quarters, spread them out, that's how big the pee stain was around his crotch, and he was trying to hide it the whole time. So, I mean, I've never experienced that. There's a time in high school I know Caden shit himself during the match. Yeah, he shit himself during the match. He still won that one, so I don't know what the whole deal was with the piss, you know? But, yeah. Man, this is weird. I don't know how people, like, how does Theo Von do a podcast just by himself sitting here? You know what I mean? All right. Ben, you want to come join? All right. Ben doesn't want to join in. So I'll just sit here for a while. Actually, well, screw it. Caden called in on a question here. I was going to save it for when Superman got here, but screw it. We'll just start her off with Caden.
Yo, what's up, boys? This is Caden Henschel. Yes, I'm sick, guys. Fever, over 100. I'm bedridden. My head is just feel like it's going to explode. But my question for you, Crosby and Superman, who are your locks on lineup legends of who is like guaranteed in your guys' eyes to win the national title?
What an awesome question by the faker of sicknesses, Caden Henschel. Lineup legends, man. This shit's pretty cool. It's free to enter game where you can win $10,000 if you get the most picks correct out of the point system. It's basically just a Google form that you can go link in our description, and you just enter who you think is going to win each weight, and then there's a little tiebreaker at the end where you can guess the team points. And if you get, it's free to enter, so I don't know why you wouldn't enter it. And yeah, winner gets $10,000. And I'm pretty, even like college people can enter it. It's legal. It's free to enter. But yeah, my picks are pretty simple. I'm rolling with 25, Matt Ramos. 33, I know, is one of the only weight classes where the number one ranked wrestler in the country doesn't have the most votes. So I'm pretty sure Vito actually has the most votes currently. And I'm actually rolling Vito as well. 41, got to pick my boy Bo Bartlett, just because he's proven it right now. Hasn't lost. He's the only one at 41 that hasn't lost. I'm pretty sure in the top few guys. Beat the 2 and 3. 49. I want Austin Gomez to win, but the safe bet I put down was Ridge Lovett, just because I want that 10K in my bank account. So I put down Ridge Lovett and shit. 57. So I actually did a write-in vote. I just put Ben DeRocher down at 57. Then I was told he's competing in D2 Nationals, not Division I. So I just changed it to Levi Haynes. No-brainer, I guess. But 65.
That was a good bet.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man. 65. I think most people saw the clip. I'm rolling with David Carr. I mean, it's just, that's the smart bet. See, the most, we have about, I think, 2,000 people are signed up right now. More people have picked Keegan than Carr, is what I'm getting at here. But I am rolling with David Carr. If you want to match me, that'd be the freaking smart pick. Otherwise, you're an idiot. I mean, Keegan's coming off of a sickness. I mean, those lungs are going to be burning. You think he's going to be recovered 100% by Nationals? Yeah, right, buddy. Yeah, right. Where are we going? 65. 74. I was going to pick myself. Then I realized I'm a backup Division II wrestler. So I picked Carter Strachey just because I'm kind of out of the equation there. But yeah, Carter Strachey. Even if he's injured, like, it's, you got to be an idiot not to pick against, or to pick against him. Yeah. Yeah. 84. Got to roll with the Nicolet, Wisconsin, man. Out of my conference, actually, the North Shore Conference. We beat Nicolet a few times back in my high school days. Pretty easy. We would have beat most teams in Wisconsin. We were in the hardest conference in Wisconsin. The hardest conference in Wisconsin. The hardest division in Wisconsin. I mean, we're getting comments about these freaking people saying D3 needs, like, I don't do enough research on D3. I went to the final day of state, the final session for the state finals. And that is all I needed to see for me to realize that D3 needs to be erased from the planet in Wisconsin. That few hours I was there was enough for me to, yeah, get rid of them. I did see some comments saying, like, one division in Wisconsin, come on, but keep the divisions for team state. Like, that's realistic. That's realistic. And for the people that agree with me, I'm glad that you have more than half a brain. So, yeah. 84, yeah. Parker Kakaisen. Got to roll with that guy. 97, another no-brainer. I know Caden's pick was AJ Ferrari if he came back, just because they're boys and shit. So Caden was rolling with AJ. But I was picking Aaron Brooks to win no matter what, just because I know that's a smart pick. I'm not an idiot. Like... 285. Who even is at 285? Like, Greg? You gotta roll with Greg. What, he tech falled? Did he tech fall? What's his face? Air Force guy? Why am I blanking on his name? Henderson, yeah. I'm pretty sure. But Henderson was, like, low-key hurt. So, but yeah, I'm still rolling with Greg. That dude's a freaking monster of a man this year. So I'm rolling with him. Those are my picks. I mean, you can match them if you're smart. I'm not going to tell you what my team point score was, because I put hours upon hours upon hours of research into that. And really, I just want that 10K. So easy to sign up. Go in to the description. Easy to enter. Free to enter. 10K. Enter your freaking people into that shit. Why wouldn't you? Man. Wow. This is tough. Like, now what do I talk about, you know? You know what I mean? Like, I'm wondering, do you think Christian Piles is entering this 10K giveaway or Ben Askren? Because it would be impressive if someone in FRL could pull that shit off and win that. Because, you know, what we should do, this is a great idea, if I had somebody to talk to about it, is we did like a Clash of Combat versus FRL picks. That'd be pretty cool. We should talk about that. You should comment in the description if you think that's a good idea. Description, comment section. You know what I mean? Yeah, do like a little pick, like a, you can vote, like we do our picks, they do their picks. And then we can do like a tiebreaker just in case, because I mean, some of those weights are just locks. So it's like, how do you not pick those people? What else we got going on? I mean, this last weekend, Caden qualified. We got 7 qualifiers out of our 10 weights. 125, Shane Corgan. He won in overtime. He got a revenge on the guy that he lost to in the duel earlier this year. Is he number 1 in the country? Number 2? You're number 2 in the country? He was number 1 the first time we lost to him. Number 2 now. Corgan got revenge. Beat him in OT. 33-pounder Matthew Chi lost in the third place match in top 3 qualify. So, yeah, he was very close. 41, obviously, Caden took second. Got pinned with his pee stain. I don't know. He beat that kid twice last year, so it's like, it had to be the pee stain is what I'm getting at. Like, he beat him twice. There's no way the kid got that much better. So, 49, the best wrestler on our team, Jalen Spuler, took third. Returning All-American, he took fourth last year. He beat the guy in the Consi semi that he lost to for third place at Nationals last year. So that guy didn't even qualify, which is crazy. So that weight is, yeah, that weight's crazy. 57, Ben DeRocher knocked off that fucking kid twice. Beat him 5-2. And then, beat him. Can I tell a story? I don't care. All right. Good. All right. So this kid, Ben beat him first round, 5-2. Lost in the semis and then fought back all the way to the third place match where he wrestled the same kid. He beat him in overtime this year, but this kid actually beat Ben last year in overtime to qualify for nationals. So it was literally the exact same like scenario. They were both wrestling for third OT this year. Ben got it. Since the day of last year when Ben lost in overtime, his lock screen on his phone has been a screenshot of the bracket zoomed up on like the him losing an OT. So it was like crazy that it all came back to happen again. Like if you think about that, a year later, the exact same scenario. And the reason it was even more sweet was because last year at Nationals, they saw him after like the whole Nationals was over and they were, you know, like all the teams are like around the hotels and stuff hanging out and they were all like talking in a group and the dude comes up to Ben and said, like, he didn't All-American and he comes up to Ben. He's like, I don't even care that I didn't All-American. I'm just so happy that I beat you to make it to Nationals. Like, you gotta be somewhat of a dickhead to come up and say that type of shit. So, yeah, he's lucky that I wasn't around because I was swinging for Ben, you know? Like, Ben's nice, he's not going to swing, but if I'm around, you're catching hands, you know what I mean? Sweet that Ben beat that kid this year. Don't be everybody knows. Like, at the end of the day, it's freaking wrestling. Don't be a dickhead. Man. Yeah, that was a long story. That really shaved up a lot of time here. But yeah, and it was the kid's birthday. So like, that's just karma. If karma exists, that's what that is right there. All right. That's exactly what that is. I actually think I have more hatred towards that kid than Ben does. But nobody does Walter like that. So, wow. I wonder if people are still listening. Because it's crazy. Like, I feel like most people just listen because Caden is here. But as you can see, it's just nobody. And now I'm getting text messages from Shu, like, on our way. Yeah, about About time, buddy. Like, this pod ain't getting out tonight. Oh, shit. Okay. But yeah, like, I'm filming. Guys, this is getting out at 8. It's 6:29 right now. Like, Caden screwed the whole day up. He went home last night for God knows what reason. What else? This week, Sean O'Malley fight week. Gotta roll up my boy, Sean O'Malley. Fun fact, I reached out to the Timbo Sugar Show podcast like in the summer, and I've been editing clips for them for like since July, maybe July or August. I used to do like 2 or 3 clips a week, but I mean, it got kind of busy because I have to do our own clips, and I mean, I like scrolling on TikTok during the day in my own time, so I just do one clip a week for them right now, and so that's kind of cool. It's kind of cool little thing, but yeah. So I got a roll with Sean O'Malley. Huh? Did I not? Oh, shit. All right, back to the national qualifiers. Holy. 157, Ben made it. 65, Shu. Oh, my gosh. This is another thing. Shu wrestled the returning national champ. He had a bye, and then quarters wrestled the returning national champ. Got pinned in, like, minute and a half. He said that he just went out there, didn't even know he was wrestling. Like, he got out there and was like, shit, I'm wrestling. But he was already on his back, so he didn't realize quick enough. But I mean, shit like that happens. I mean, I think I've had it where you get on the mat, you like, you club them, you get clubbed or something, then you're like, oh, wow, like we got to wrestle, you know? Like, so he just wasn't mentally ready for that one. But then he came back on the back end, wrestled, I think, won three matches in a row, three, I think. And he got to the third place match. One of those matches, he got revenge on a guy that beat him, that pinned him in the duel. Shu ended up majoring him. I wanted him to be here to talk about it, but I mean, he's taking his sweet old time. Then he came back against the guy he beat already in the duel, got a little 6-point move, ended up beating that guy. And then he had another rematch against the guy that beat him by decision in the duel, I think like 5-1, 5-2. And he ended up going to OT with this guy 1-1. And I'll let you guys judge this. I'll probably clip this, but is this a 3-point takedown? Shu is behind the dude. Both of his knees are on the mat, and he just stands up, and we're going to act like that's reaction time? Reaction time is when you have your hands on the mat. Since when can you have both knees, both hands down on the mat? Dude is behind you with control, and you do a straight-up cowboy freaking stand-up, and you get out? Like, that's not a takedown in overtime anymore? Like, what I thought of it was, if the refs get it wrong on the mat, like, okay, like, that's understandable. But when you go and review something like that, and you see the dude literally, like, pause for a second and then stand up, how is that not a takedown? And that's, yeah, overtime. So Shu doesn't get that takedown. They review it. Still doesn't get the takedown. And then he ends up getting taken down himself. And he doesn't make it to nationals, which is BS. I'll put a poll, because that is actually one of the craziest calls I've ever seen on like somebody that I know. Like, that's wild. What else? 74, Brody Haymauer. He won 3-1, made the finals, beat in the semis to qualify. He beat a guy that, bless you, he beat a guy that beat him in the duel. He beat him, I think, like 7-1, 7-2, 7-3. But he handled him. He handled the match, like, yeah, from what I heard, it was handled. That's the best way to put it. And especially after that dude pretty much handled him the first time in the duel with leg riding, I believe. Kind of neutralized him. But yeah, Brody wrestled good. And then in the finals, he had a rematch with a dude that actually took third, I think, in Division 3, third or fourth. For Northern State, he was their first semester. This dude was a strength conditioning graduate assistant, and their team talked him into wrestling his final year of eligibility with them, which is nuts. Like, when we dueled them, like, you could tell this dude was a strength condition graduate assistant because he looked like jacked out of his mind for a 74 pounder. But yeah, Brody ended up losing to him, I think, decision. I don't remember what the score was, 7-3 maybe. I think it was the same score almost, actually. And yeah, so he took second. He qualified. 84, Reese Voracek mopped the floor with everybody. In Reese Voracek fashion, all decisions, I believe. And yeah, he won every match. Got revenge in the finals to a guy that he lost to in the second tiebreaker overtime on like a last second reversal. Heartbreaker. But he beat him there. 97, Chase Steagall. He lost. He had a bye, and then he lost to the guy that I believe took third, so ended up qualifying. He lost to him, and I think it was on a late takedown. And then he wrestled back, ended up losing on the backside, so he didn't qualify. And then the man of the hour, the Ghost Rider. No, wait, cut that out. Shit. Heavyweight, Nate, or fucking Ray Reynolds. Ray Lloyd Reynolds, our heavyweight. He qualified for nationals. He got revenge on the St. Cloud kid that beat him in the duel. He beat him 2-1. They both escaped, and the dude locked his hands. And Ray beat him on a locked hands call. Yeah, I mean. And what's crazy is the dude locked his hands twice in the duel on Ray, too. So, like, I don't know what's going through your head to lock your hands that many times, but never catch me doing that, bro. Ever. Unless it's intentional. Like, I'll lock my hands in practice just because it's, like, get the mat, like, get down, you know. But I do that to Ben all the time. What else? Yeah, so Ray beat him and then beat Augustana kid in the semis. Ray to finals, qualifies, hurt his knee a little bit, so it was kind of just like, all right, fine, you can win in the finals. Like, he could have killed the kid in the finals. He could have, easily. But he ended up losing. I think he got taken down 3 times or something, maybe 4. But his knee hurt, so it's like, whatever, you know? What else? What was I saying earlier? Oh, next week's pod, I wanted to do, we're going to have, like, all the qualifiers on, and maybe head coach Nick Becker for, like, each of them, maybe, like, 5 to 10 minutes. Have them talk, like, what's going on, how you feeling, because that's going to be, next Monday is going to be the last pod before they compete at nationals. So, realistically, after next week, we'll come back here with 7 All-American trophies just lined up on this table right here. 7 of them. And probably a team trophy. We'll probably put the first place team trophy right here under the cauliflower sign. That's what I'm thinking, at least. I mean, 7 champs, you got to win, right? 7 champ. Yeah, that's enough team points if you do the math. 7 champs, all pins. So that would be 4 pins each. Yeah, that's a lot of team points for sure. Yeah, UFC fights. Let's go over those. Let's pull up the card. Give some picks. You can like, this is just free picks right here. Like, if you're a 30-year-old man that loves UFC and you are betting your house on a parlay, I'm about to give you the nastiest parlay of all time. So line this one up. I don't bet. Peter Yan versus Song Yadong. Easily. Peter Yan via decision. Song Yadong is durable. And Peter Yan is better. That's really all I got to say about that one. It's common sense. This card is stacked, by the way. Gilbert Burns versus Jack Della Maddalena. I can never say that shit. But, man, I want to roll with Gilbert Burns because I love that dude. But me and Caden saw Jack Della Maddalena at the UFC Fight Pass Invitational 4. We saw him getting called out by Joaquin Buckley in person. And Joaquin Buckley is kind of cringy when he calls people out. Super cringy, actually. I don't know why he was calling that. I think Jack would kill him. So I don't know why he was calling him out. Shoot. So yeah, but man, Peter Yan decision. I'm going to roll Gilbert Burns decision, but I wouldn't be surprised if I get that one wrong, if I'm being honest. Gilbert Burns coming off of a, I think, shoulder injury. And then we got Kevin Holland versus Michael Venom Page. First fight here in the UFC coming from Bellator. So I picked Kevin Holland via knockout or TKO. But, people are telling me that I'm wrong on that one. That MVP is going to come in. He's better than Holland. But Holland's been fighting better competition his entire career compared to MVP. That's all I'm saying. MVP's got, he doesn't got that chin, you know? You know what I'm saying? I think Kevin Holland gets, TKOs him. They're both freaking lengthy ass guys. So I wouldn't be surprised. I think one of them's getting TKO'd. And I think Holland is more durable than MVP is. So then we go into the co-main. I believe this is five rounds. Dustin Poirier versus BSD. I just don't want to say his name because I'm going to say it wrong. I think it's Benoit St. Denis, something like that. But I'm rolling with DP. Never thought I'd say that. I was always against Dustin Poirier. Don't know why. Just every fight that he fights in, for some reason, I just pick against him. And I'm rolling with him on this one. Even though everybody's saying BSD is a freaking killer, Dustin Poirier is still top of the food chain. Easy. Easy money there. I think probably decision. Decision. Roll decision. I don't think on a parlay, do you have to pick how it finishes everyone? Yeah, I just roll DP by anything. I don't, that one's tough. I don't really know how durable BSD is, but I mean, we all know DP's got a chin on him, so I'd roll him. And he's been in wars. Like, how many 5-round wars has that dude been in? How many has BSD been in? Maybe in the battlefield in Vietnam, but whatever country he fought for, but yeah. Not in that 25-minute cage with somebody like that. I think Poirier inches that one out. Then we got Sean O'Malley via whatever he wants. No, I actually saw Aljamain Sterling say on one of his podcasts that it could be one of the most boring fights ever. And when I thought about that, I was like, wow, you're dumb. Like, every O'Malley fight's pretty entertaining. But thinking about it, it could be a boring-ass fight. Because Marlon Chito Vera, I mean, what is Tim Welch always says, he's known for getting his ass beat and then knocking the dude out. One, I don't think he's knocking out O'Malley unless he kicks his nerve again somehow. And two, he's so durable that I don't know if O'Malley is going to be able to, I don't think he's going to be on his offense enough to do it. I don't think either of them are going to be as offensive. Because Chito doesn't throw shit, and O'Malley is, I feel like, does his best work countering these high level guys. Like, obviously, he has great offense, but that, he really showed it against the shittier guys, if you know what I'm saying. I'd roll O'Malley. So yeah, lock that in. Jan, Burns, Holland, DP, O'Malley. I thought there was somebody else on here. Maybe on the prelims. Oh, yeah. I picked Almeida to beat Curtis Blaydes. I got some hate on that one as well. I don't know why. Almeida's a freaking monster of a human. And who else? Oh, I picked Macy Barber. This is all on the prelims. Oh, somebody's here. Finally. Actually? All right. He's here. I know he is. I know. Yeah, hurry the fuck up, bro. I've been talking by myself for about 30 minutes now. So this is... Shoo. Let's go, bro. Let's go. Somebody... I got two other mics here. Somebody... Let's join in here. All the hard work's done. We just got to answer a few questions. All right,
let's do it.
Shit. All right. We're here with Easton Warcheck again. And this has been hard. I had to tell him why Caden was faking injury.
Sickness.
Why he freaking peed himself. I said he beat that kid twice last year, and there's no way that kid got that much better to pin him. So obviously it had to have been the pee on a singlet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did tell me about the pee on a singlet.
Yeah, and I told him it was like if you put a lot of, like, probably 30 quarters on a table, circle them up, that would be the size of the pee on a singlet. It was like four Oreos in a circle.
No, Kato was saying he was like embarrassed.
I know. And I was telling him how he shit himself in a high school match and he still won the match. So I don't know what the problem was with the fist. Okay. And then we went over lineup legends. We went over the new cauliflower combat gear right here.
That's nice.
Yeah. Feel it. It's like it's embroidered, but it's like thicker.
Embroidered.
And it's bigger.
Uh-huh.
Feel that one. Look how big that one is. It's nice. And it's thick quality.
It feels like Essentials.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's just like Essentials, man. And then we went over every weight class that our team had.
Did you go over 165?
Yep. I wanted Shu here for that. But now I'm just going to clip that without Shu even in the clip. So, yeah, that was nice. What else? What else? Then I went over my picks for the UFC fights this next weekend.
Sugar Sean?
I picked Sugar Sean via whatever the fuck he wants.
Uh-huh.
And then what else? That's really it. That kind of led us to this. The story about Ben probably took a little while. I kind of started rambling off, and then Ben reminded me that I was going through the lineups or whatever, mm-hmm. like are the guys that placed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up talking about Sugar Sean after I told the story about Ben. And then Ben reminded me, you never finished the story about the rest of our team.
Right. Nice shot, Ben.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it.
Oh, Crosby. I was just wondering. It says that you're like a 50 billion time world champion. I was just wondering. Why isn't the podcast called Crosby and also that one guy, Caden Henshaw?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. You want to take this one?
Yeah, I'll take it. All right. So, Caden has a really big ego and he doesn't let Crosby, you know, take over. You know, they're at what? How many subscribers you got?
At least 45,000.
How many do you have right now?
33,000.
Yeah, if Caden would let Crosby take over, they'd have the 100K plaque right up here next to the cauliflower sign.
You can just go in front.
But yeah, it's really just Caden's ego. He's paying Crosby off not to change the YouTube name.
100%. And it's not even that much either. I don't know why I'm accepting that shit, but
yeah, you kind of feel bad for him.
I know. It does kind of come down to that. Just because all my NIL money, it's like I'm making so much already that why would I take his money when he's not making shit? So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next question.
Oi, Caden, you need an England editor, huh? I am open to being an editor for you, Caden. Caden need England editor and American editor for all the editors.
Yeah, you can take that one.
Dude, I did not understand a word that I said.
England.
All I heard was Caden.
You heard Caden?
Yeah.
I heard England.
He said both.
Oh. Good question, buddy. Next question.
Oh my god, it's Crosby Slasher. I'm a big fan.
Is that you?
No.
Oh.
I think that was Shu.
You did that? Oh my gosh, it's Crosby Slasher. I'm such a big fan. You're gonna do that? Nah, yeah, because you're local. I am your top search Instagram account.
All right, next question.
Yeah, like,
let's go.
Okay,
guys.
Like,
let's go.
I'm just a regular person, just like y'all. All right, like I go in public, I'm getting recognized and shit. But like, just come on, guys. Like, if you see me in public, just respect my privacy. All right.
Hey guys, Donkey here. So if you had the ability to take one move from any guy, what move and from who?
That's a valid question, right
there.
I like that. I know what I would take.
Let's hear it.
I would take Reese Voracek's blast double leg.
Really? Really?
Yeah. What'd you take?
Ray's underhook.
Shit.
Ray's underhook to that snatch single.
No, I'm taking Ray's underhook to walking out of bounds.
Right. Get those stall calls. Like, that's
what,
an attack.
What's the point? At this point, heavyweights takedowns should count as a takedown if you get a push out.
Mm-hmm. They should have push outs.
Push out should be.
Heavyweight should have push outs.
Yeah, to get rid of stall calls.
Yeah.
That's actually valid. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No, but actually, probably somebody's blast double. If it's not Reese's, it's JB's, right? They kind of are interchangeable.
What about Ben's ankle pick?
That was my second one. That was my second one.
All right.
Okay, what's good? Back with it again. It's been a while. It's my first time I said, love you, Crosby. You're a real one. And the question, how do you get a lip to stop bleeding so much? My lip bled for 5 minutes today because I got elbowed and it would not stop bleeding. How do I get it to stop?
Dude.
That's, I mean.
Step one, don't get elbowed.
Step one, see that shit coming.
Yeah.
Step two. How do you get, I don't know.
You lick it.
Like, do you think his lips is still bleeding right now? Like, is this answer even going to help him?
No, I think you just got to lick it.
Yeah, if you don't like the taste of your own blood, then you...
Hey, Caden and Crosby. I'm Keegan. I'm from Indiana. I wrestle in Indiana. And I was just wondering, Ohio State has NIL trading cards. Mm-hmm. I bought a few packs, and I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on these different NIL products and what you think of them, and if Parkside is going to have any coming soon.
Well, first off, I didn't know Indiana had wrestling. Sorry. But
no, he said, oh, he's from Indiana? Yeah. Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. What else? What did he say? NIL cards?
Ohio State University.
Has trading cards?
I guess so.
I didn't know that that was a thing.
Me either.
But that sounds cool. I'd love to see my face on a card.
I mean, we really only have one person on this team that could sell a trading card.
Right. Nobody's going to buy one other than somebody like Caden's fans. Like, nobody's going to go out and buy. Maybe somebody would buy Superman. Maybe.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to buy anybody on a team except for probably Caden, realistically.
So maybe Caden will have to make some.
I'd buy a David Carr one.
Would you buy a Keegan O'Toole one?
He'd buy mine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, true.
Hey.
Last
What's
question.
Up, Caden? What's up, Crosby?
What's up?
This past weekend, I was at New Jersey State Wrestling Championships, and Anthony Knox won his third championship.
Who?
Do you think he's going to be able to win a fourth one and be the fifth four-time state champion from New Jersey? Also, have you ever considered having Anthony Knox on the podcast? Thanks, love the pod.
Does she wrestle
yet? By the way, Crosby, love the hairline.
Oh.
First off, I can't even say that on the pod, bro. Sorry.
Does she even wrestle, Anthony?
I think she wrestles New Jersey.
Oh.
No, okay. Actually, Anthony Knox, we were going to have him on the pod at one point. After I posted a clip about him beating Bassett and then Bassett getting revenge the year later, both at Super 32, Knox reached out and we were going to have him on the pod. That never came through. We should have had him on at Super 32, actually, because he was here. We should have had like
Who's
all those people
one?
On.
Who's number one?
What'd I say?
Super 32.
Oh, yeah. Who's number one? Since we had it at Parkside. But, I mean, yeah, the dude, yes, he's going to win a state title every year.
Yeah,
he's,
I'm pretty sure he teched and pinned his way through.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's just not a valid question to be sending into this podcast. Because, yeah, he's that good. He's going to win every year.
And he's got drip.
Yeah, and he's tatted up, too.
And got shoe game.
Like, he's shoe game, drip, tattoos, like. You see that? I don't even need to see the freaking stats. Like, that's all I need to hear. Dude's going to be a four-timer. All right? How does he have a tattoo so young?
He's a junior now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, but he's had him for a while.
Three-time? He's a three-time.
Yeah, he won us three.
So why are we questioning if he's going to get a fourth state title? It's okay, man. Send in another call in. Maybe a better question. No, I'm just kidding. So that's really it, but we do have about four more minutes here. We can talk about whatever you want. Anything on your mind? Shu, you want to come pop in or something?
Shu, pop in.
4 minutes here. Say whatever you want.
I have a question for Shu. I have a question for Shu.
Let's get in here, Shu.
I have a question for Shu.
Here you go. You can't really move that mic. It's fake, so it's really loud. See that?
All right, you ready?
Yeah, just hold it right there.
Really was tight. It a takedown?
Yes. Absolutely.
You sure?
Maybe I'm biased.
Because reaction time.
That's true.
Oh, I didn't think about reaction time, yeah.
Shoot, I argued for you on the pod. All these people can vouch for me.
No, shoot, it's not like you're all the way behind him and both his hands and knees are on the mat. It wasn't a takedown.
Well, with the new rule, I heard that you reaction time was about, I think, 2 seconds, and you only had him down for 1 second.
That's true.
No, but like maybe if Nick would have like threw the brick and they could have looked at it.
Wait, didn't he throw the brick?
No. He definitely did throw the brick.
Oh, he threw the brick.
Yeah.
And they reviewed it?
For like 5 minutes, yeah.
They reviewed it. Okay. And they still didn't still fucked up that call?
Yeah.
They still screwed him over. the two referees that ref the match, not one ref, two referees that ref the match to go to nationals.
Screwed him over twice.
Screwed him over.
They looked at it twice.
They screwed him over in, like first with their own eyes and then through
That's
their
an
eyes
honest
again.
Mistake.
Honest mistake. That's why I said that. Like, you can mess it up on the mat, but once you go and review that shit.
Wait, you could probably insert the clip.
I said that, yeah.
All
right. I ranted for you, Shu, for a little bit here. Shu's just fucking zoned out. All right. Yeah. Shu, thanks for coming on, buddy. That's all we needed.